Candlelight vigils are being held tonight in Boston and across the nation for the victims of the twin bombings during the Boston Marathon yesterday. At least three people were killed. One is confirmed to be 8-year-old Martin Richards, who was at the finish line of the race with his family. A second victim is identified as 29-year-old restaurant manager Crystal Campbell, according to the Associated Press, which quotes Campbell's father. The identity of the third victim has yet to be confirmed. Several other people are still fighting for their lives this hour. Authorities are reporting at least 176 people were wounded, some of them critically. Dr. George Velmahos of Massachusetts General Hospital, one of six sites treating patients, says some patients lost their legs but emerged from surgery saying they were just glad to be alive.
We were all extremely moved and I think shattered by the event. Having said that, our mission is to provide care, to not be stalled or hampered by our emotional reactions.
He says small metallic fragments were found. Some were pellets. Others were like nails without heads, as he put it. Authorities are now describing the bombs found inside duffel bags as crude devices of a pressure cooker design. Now declaring the bombings an act of terrorism, President Obama had a message for the perpetrators today. Americans won't be terrorized. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
President